RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headline. Indonesia-Pakistan agree to increase trade cooperation. Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, urges preservation on Islamic and Christian historical sites in Jerusalem. Rigorous campaigns on sustainable palm oil needed in Europe. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo held bilateral cooperation with Pakistani President Mamnoon Hussein on the sidelines of the 5th Extraordinary OIC Summit on Monday in Jakarta. In the meeting, both countries agreed to sound peace to the whole world, as well as to encourage OIC member countries in struggling Palestinian independence and completion of Al-Quds Al-Sharif issue. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo said that the two countries also agreed to boost their economic cooperation. According to President, Pakistan is a big market for Indonesian products, and there's still open the chance for the two countries to explore the potential of bilateral trade relations.
Dan kita bersepakat juga untuk bekerjasama menyuarakan perdamaian dan toleransi.
We agree to sound peace and tolerance. We also agree to increase economic cooperation. We know Pakistan is a big market with 200 million population. Our trade to Pakistan has over $2 billion. However, there are still many opportunities on it. President of Pakistan has invited us to get better cooperation to increase trade potential of Indonesia and Pakistan.
Kerjasama lebih baik lagi dalam meningkatkan potensi perdagangan Indonesia dan Pakistan.
President Joko Widodo moreover said, besides promoting peace effort in the world and increasing economic cooperation, Indonesia and Pakistan also agreed to boost bilateral cooperation to counter terrorism. Both countries also cooperate in the Bali Process framework to cope with illegal immigrant issues. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, condemns Israeli aggressions that violate Islamic and Christian sanctities, particularly the Mosque of Al-Aqsa. OIC also further condemned constraints against its followers and worshippers. It was stated by Secretary General of OIC, His Excellency Iyad Amin Madani, in his remarks at the opening ceremony of the 5th Extraordinary OIC Summit Monday in Jakarta. Iyad Amin said the OIC also condemned Israeli brutal attempt to the partition of the mosque that shows provocation toward the sentiment of Muslims wherever they are. Iyad Amin conveyed that OIC will continue its effort to mobilize resources and to support Palestinian people as well as to preserve identity of Al-Quds Al-Sharif.
The OIC has continued mobilizing resources and efforts to support the resistance of the Palestinian people in Al-Quds, being fully aware of the fact that the preservation of the Arabo-Islamic and Christian identity of Al-Quds Al-Sharif, Jerusalem, is part and parcel of the protection of the Palestinian people and against the Israeli designs.
Furthermore, Iyad Amin Madani said that the OIC has a full support toward reconciliation among Palestinians, among others, in favor of the government that would prepare for the election. According to him, the OIC will play its role as a form of responsibility in responding to the need of the Palestinian people. A number of issues are discussed during a bilateral meeting between Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi with Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani in Jakarta on Monday. In a closed-door meeting, Indonesia and Afghanistan reiterated their support for the Palestinian state.
We agreed that OIC should be united to rendering support to Palestine. And we agreed also the need or the importance of putting back Palestine issue in the radar of the international attention.
Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani further said, in the field of bilateral cooperation, Indonesia has provided much support to Afghanistan in various fields, including the construction of the Islamic Center in Kabul. Rabbani expressed full support for Palestine and hope the Organization of Islamic Cooperation OIC Extraordinary Summit will run well. 4,250 security officers are deployed to secure Extraordinary Summit of Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which takes place on March 6 and 7 in Jakarta. The security forces are handling security for representatives of OIC member countries, the UN Security Council, and observer countries who attend the summit. Head of Public Relations Jakarta Police M. Iqbal in Jakarta on Sunday said the security procedure has been started since last Saturday to all delegates ranging from hotel to venue of the event. Therefore, according to M. Iqbal, the Jakarta Police cooperates with the military to maximize the security. 4,250 personnel are combined forces from the Jakarta Police, the Indonesian Police Headquarters, and the military. There are four rings of security, in which the ring one is for the presidential security, while ring two up to ring four for the traffic regulation. Amikbal further said, on the first day of the OIC summit on Sunday, the security forces conducted special guard for delegations since it was held car-free day in some main routes in Jakarta. The guard will continue to be conducted until the second day of the 5th OIC Extraordinary Summit. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia should strengthen campaigns on sustainable palm oil in European countries to tackle charges against the product that could affect the country's palm oil industry and export, the National Development Planning Agency's BAPENAS Director for Trade, Investment and International Economic Cooperation, Amalia Adininggar Widyasanti, said. Indonesia needs to intensify its campaigns on sustainable palm oil and nutritious substances, such as vitamins, contained in the commodity. She made the statement in response to ongoing pressure against the world's palm oil industry. Indonesia has undertaken several initiatives, such as Indonesian Sustainable Palm Oil, ISPO, and the Roundtable for Sustainable Palm Oil, to improve practices in its palm oil industry. Still, it is facing tough challenges from Western countries whose concerns are mostly focused on peatland fires. Indonesia announced plans to impose a minimum tax on thousands of companies that have reported losses for years but are still operating regardless, part of a push to raise revenues that a senior official said would hit foreign firms hardest. Most of them operate normally without signs of bankruptcy. Goro Ekanto, head of revenue policy in the Fiscal Policy Office, said that such companies would now face an alternative minimum tax, or AMT, on their turnover. Indonesia's corporate income tax rate is 25% of net profit. Companies that have a large chunk of shares traded in the stock market pay a lower rate of 20%. Indonesia had a large tax shortfall last year when export fell, corporate earnings dropped, and economic growth slowed to 4.8%, its lowest pace since 2009. Brojonegoro has said the government could face another big fiscal shortfall this year, and the government is counting on a tax amnesty plan to narrow the gap. However, a parliamentary debate on the tax amnesty bill has been delayed until at least April, and analysts say it may take longer than that for it to be approved. The last item, AWE 2016, the most important event for the Chinese household appliance industry, is set to kick off on March 9, 2016. The AWE 2016 will serve as an innovative platform showcasing intelligent ecology and the future of family living. Under the theme of Internet plus My Home, the emphasis will be on the optimization and integration of Internet plus on household appliance industry. Exhibitors are keen to reveal the latest in their smart home solution that coordinates with the Internet. In the era of intelligent household appliances, though each brand utilizes different technologies, they all aim to bring the same inspiring experience to consumers. Exhibitors will focus on demonstrating various kinds of intelligent household appliances, including refrigerator, air conditioner, washing machine, color TV, kitchen appliances, illumination, curtain, and home security systems. All these appliances can connect with other electrical appliances and can be controlled via mobile terminals and even sound and body movements. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia-Pakistan agreed to increase trade cooperation. Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, urges preservation on Islamic and Christian historical sites in Jerusalem. Rigorous campaigns on sustainable palm oil needed in Europe. That was the news.
Listener, our commentary today entitled Village Farm Program Start Bearing Fruit. As stipulated by Law No. 6-2014 on the village, the government of Indonesia allocated the village funds starting in 2015, amounting to 20,766 trillion rupiah to 74,093 villages in 435 districts or cities in Indonesia. The funds were channeled to villages considering separate things such as poverty, geography, and population, also based on programs resulting from village council deliberation. The village funds that began to be delivered in 2015 now seems to bear fruition, according to Minister for Villages Development and Disadvantaged Villages and Transmigration, Marwan Jafar. The 2015 village fund has been able to contribute to the national growth rate by 0.5%. This is evidence that the nation's economic growth can be increased through the village. The success of the program is also recognized by the United States Ambassador to Indonesia, Robert O'Blake, who admitted being impressed with the realization of the village fund in 2015. Ambassador Blake believes channeling funds direct to the village, the government can help speed up the process of rural development in Indonesia. Although it has been bearing some fruition, Director General of Fiscal Balance, Ministry of Finance of Republic of Indonesia, Budi Arso Teguh Widodo, said the budget allocation channeled through this program has not been optimally observed. There are several obstacles, including uneven village officials' ability to manage the village funds. Even suspected, there are a number of regional heads who took advantage of the village funds for political purposes, especially before the simultaneous local election on December 9, 2015. It was also found a number of misuses of the funds, such as to build or to renovate village halls, as well as to purchase official cars. If only the 2015 village funds were absorbed optimally, of course, it would have contributed more to the national economic growth. This year, the government has increased the allocation of village funds in 2016 state budget to 46.9 trillion rupiah. Various efforts had been undertaken so that these funds are optimally absorbed. Take, for example, through the implementation of new rules that required the village to submit a report on the use of previous funds, at least 50% of it to disburse new funds. What is also important in this regard is the role of the community. In the process of utilization of funds, the communities must participate actively, especially in supervision and also determination of the project. They need to ensure that the funds are used optimally for the benefit of the community. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event occurred in March 7, 1978. Papuan Unification's fighter, Silas Parpare, passed away. Silas Parpare is a national hero of Indonesia. In December 1945, along with his friends, Silas Parpare tried to influence youths of West Irian, join in the Papuan Battalion to launch an uprising. However, their rebellion failed twice and even Silas Parpare was arrested in Serui. In there, he met Dr. Sam Ratulangi, the Sulawesi governor who was exiled by the Dutch from Sulawesi when it was recaptured by the Dutch after proclamation of independence. In October 1949, he then formed the Irian Revolutionary Body, aimed to support Indonesian government in releasing West Irian from the Dutch as well as uniting it with the Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia. On May 1, 1963, West Irian officially became a part of Indonesian Republic. This was in accordance to the New York Agreement. The name of West Irian then turned into Irian Jaya. Most of Silas Parpare's lives that was spent on the struggle for independence was paid off. Finally, on March 7, 1978, Silas Parpare passed away at the age of 54. We move on into 1967. Professional People's Consultative Assembly revoked the mandate of Indonesian First President Sukarno. Insinyur Sukarno, born in Blitar, West Java on June 6, 1901, was the first president of Indonesia since 1945 to 1966. He played an important role for the independence of Indonesia. He was the initiator of Pancasila and the proclamator of Indonesian independence along with Muhammad Hatta. In 1966, Sukarno signed the controversial Order of March the 11th Super Semar, which, based on the Army Headquarters version, ordered Lieutenant General Suharto to maintain the security and safety of the nation and presidential institution. Lieutenant General Suharto used Super Semar as the basis to disband Indonesia's Communist Party PKI and to replace the parliament members. After his answer as rejected by the Professional People's Consultative Assembly MPRS on the 4th General Assembly on March 7, 1967, President Sukarno was dismissed from his position as president on MPRS special session in the same year and appointed Suharto as the president of Indonesia. We end Today in History with March 7, 2007, where Garuda Indonesia slipped off the runway of Adi Sucipto Airport, Yogyakarta. Garuda Indonesia's Jakarta-Yogyakarta GA-200 aircraft exploded after slipping off during its landing in Adi Sucipto Airport, Yogyakarta on March 7, 2007 at 06:55 a.m. local time after departing from Soekarno-Hatta Airport, Tangerang, Banten at 06:00 a.m. local time. The GA-200 aircraft was carrying 133 passengers, one pilot, one co-pilot, and five cabin crews. Among the passengers, there were 19 foreign nationals from Japan, Brunei Darussalam, and eight of them were Australian journalists who would cover the visit of Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Alexander Donner in Yogyakarta. Witness said the fire was triggered by the bursting front tire during the landing. The explosions of the aircraft caused 22 casualties. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again in our regular program Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Extraordinary Summit of Organization Islamic Cooperation. Listener, the extraordinary summit of Islamic Organization Cooperation YC related to the independence of Palestine and Jerusalem presence of Al-Quds Al-Sharif took place in Jakarta, Indonesia. The OIC summit is a manifestation of Indonesian concern and also the member countries of OIC on the fate of Palestinians and Jerusalem that is still annexed by Israel. The meeting was attended by 605 delegations from 57 countries and two international organizations and covered by more than 500 journalists. In her speech delivered in the OIC summit opening taking place in Jakarta Convention Center, Jakarta on Sunday, March 6th, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said that Indonesia is committed to donating funds worth $5 million annually in the next few years to help Palestinian people. Previously, Indonesia has also donated $1 million to the Palestinians through UN officials for the coordination on humanitarian affairs. Meanwhile, in a press conference after the ministerial-level meeting in the afternoon, Minister Retno Marsudi said that the meeting of high-level officials and ministers of the OIC member countries was to strengthen the outcome documents that will be discussed by the head of state on Monday, March 7.
Jadi pada hari ini terdapat dua pertemuan.
Today there are two meetings. The senior official meeting, which will discuss the draft on the two documents to be produced from OIC summit tomorrow, a resolution containing the basic principle and a political pool. And the second is that Jakarta Declaration contains things that are concrete and forward ways. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of the OIC Extraordinary Summit, the government of Indonesia took the opportunity to hold bilateral meetings with several members of the OIC. In the bilateral meeting, Indonesia and Gambia discussed efforts to increase cooperation between the two countries in various fields, including capacity building such as agriculture, economy, and discuss preparation for Gambia to host the OIC summit in 2018. Meanwhile, at another bilateral meeting, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and Afghanistan Deputy Atiqullah Atiqmal signed a memorandum of understanding on diplomatic training and education cooperation between the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia and the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Afghanistan and invite Afghanistan to participate in the Bali process. Meanwhile, during a bilateral meeting with Foreign Minister of Republic of Tajikistan, Aslot Sirojuddin Mukhrindinovic, Minister Retno Marsudi said that the two countries discussed the issue of Palestine to encourage the unity of the OIC member state in supporting Palestinian independence and the settlement of the issue of Al-Quds Al-Sharif. In the field of bilateral issue, both countries agreed to discuss the market opportunities for Indonesian products, to encourage private sectors of both countries to cooperate more closely by emphasizing the importance of cooperation in addressing shared challenge, particularly on transnational crime. At the bilateral meeting with the Foreign Minister of Egypt, Samet Sorkri, Minister Retno Marsudi said that the relationship has been built by the Egyptian not only in politics, economics, but also education. After meeting, the Egyptian Foreign Minister Samet Sorkri said that the education cooperation received high attention in the bilateral relation with Indonesia.
As the minister has conveyed, Egypt considers its relation with Indonesia as a priority. We are looking for more avenues of cooperation in all fields, whether political, economic, or cultural. We are very reassured by the success of the visit of the Grand Sheikh of Al-Azhar and the ongoing cooperation between Indonesia and Al-Azhar at the educational level and at the interreligious level in maintaining this strong avenue of cooperation between the two countries. We are committed to continuing to work closely with Indonesia in the coming period to highlight the results of this extraordinary summit.
At the bilateral meeting with Sierra Leone and Mauritania, the government of Indonesia hopes that the cooperation in the economic field can be further improved. Indonesia is also inviting Sierra Leone to be able to utilize the capacity of Indonesia in the field of agriculture, plantation, improvement of human resources and defense industry. In the OIC summit in Jakarta, Indonesian President Joko Widodo also held a meeting with the heads of delegations of Jordan, Palestine, Sudan, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Qatar and Oman. He officially opened the extraordinary summit of OIC at the level of heads of state and government on Monday, March 7, at around 8:30 local time. Hopefully, at the end of this great event, a shared document and resolution can be achieved in regard to issue of Palestine and Al-Quds Al-Sharif. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Listener, here are some headlines of newspapers published in Jakarta today on Monday, March 7, 2016. While we begin from Kompas newspaper, in its headline, Kompas writes, Indonesia pushing collective processes for Palestinian independence. The government of Indonesia is supporting the efforts to resolve Palestine-Israel conflict through the collective processes in the International Peace Conference. President Joko Widodo expressed his commitment that Indonesia fully supports and continues to participate in this conference to achieve Palestinians' independence. The affirmation was delivered by President Joko Widodo in a separate meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Prince Al-Hassan bin Talal of Jordan on the sidelines of the Ordinary Summit of Islamic Organization Cooperation OIC in Jakarta Convention Center, Jakarta on Sunday. In his meeting with President Abbas, President Joko Widodo mentioned Indonesia as a close relative of Palestine. President Joko Widodo also expressed his support for the breakthrough of Palestine initiative to hold an international peace conference. Meanwhile, Media Indonesia newspaper writes, it's timely for OIC to be united to struggle for Palestine. President Joko Widodo confirmed that the 5th Extraordinary Summit of Islamic Organization Cooperation OIC in Jakarta yesterday and today could be a tremendous momentum for all member countries to be united to struggle for the independence of Palestine. This was stated by President Joko Widodo in a bilateral meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas at the Jakarta Convention Center, where the Extraordinary Summit OIC took place yesterday. He also affirmed that Indonesia was honored to be the harness of the summit. The head of state emphasized the importance of unity of all OIC member countries to support Palestinian independence. During the meeting, President Abbas and President Joko Widodo discussed various topics related to Palestine and the Israeli border, illegal settlements, and Palestinian refugees. President Abbas is also very grateful to Indonesia's consistent support of the Palestinians. Well, the last newspaper, Koran Tempo, in its headline writes, Lion and Angkasa Pura to share projects. Lion Group will ensure cooperation with PT Angkasa Pura to manage Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport in East Jakarta. According to President Director of Lion Group, Edward Sirait, a strategy plan will be drawn up after the Supreme Court judgment which won the Lion. Edward plans to hold Angkasa Pura II because of business considerations. To be able to manage the airport, Lion Group must establish a new airport with a minimum capital of 350 billion rupiah. On the other hand, Lion plans to manage Lebat Airport, Banten. Listener, those were some headlines published today on March 7, 2016. It is read by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo held bilateral cooperation with Pakistani President Mamnoon Hussein on the sidelines of the 5th Extraordinary OIC Summit on Monday in Jakarta. In the meeting, both countries agreed to sound peace to the whole world, as well as to encourage OIC member countries in struggling Palestinian independence and completion of Al-Quds Al-Sharif issue. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation OIC condemns Israeli aggressions that violate Islamic and Christian sanctities, particularly the Mosque of Al-Aqsa. OIC also further condemned constraints against its followers and worshippers. A number of issues are discussed during a bilateral meeting between Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi with Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani in Jakarta on Monday. In a closed-door meeting, Indonesia and Afghanistan reiterated their support for the Palestinian state. 4,250 security officers are deployed to secure extraordinary summit of Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which takes place on March 6 and 7 in Jakarta. The security forces are handling security for representatives of OIC member countries and the UN Security Council and observer countries who attend the summit. Indonesia should strengthen campaigns on sustainable palm oil in European countries to tackle charges against the product that could affect the country's palm oil industry and export The National Development Planning Agency's Director for Trade, Investment, and International Economic Cooperation, Amalia Adiningar Widyastuti, said. Indonesia announced plans to impose a minimum tax on thousands of companies that have reported losses for years but are still operating regardless, part of a push to raise revenues that a senior official said would hit foreign firms hardest. Listener, that was news in brief.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to Central Sulawesi Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, to welcome rare phenomenon, total solar eclipse, on March 9th, 2016, is held art and culture festival from various regions in Indonesia, especially Central Sulawesi, starting from 7th March until 11th March 2016. Some Indonesian major ethnics in Central Sulawesi, such as Batak and Java, also participate in the festival. This festival performs foreign art and culture from South Korea with presents, fire dance, and Australian team with present Australian dance. In the opening on March 7, the province presents Raigo Colossal Dance from Sigi Regency, which is involved 40 dancers. Listeners, in today's edition, we feature Raigo Dance. Raigo Dance is a traditional dance which describes victory in effort, happiness, and also gratitude on abundant harvest. The expression becomes movement and expression of worship of the Creator. Raigo Dance began to develop in Central Sulawesi, especially on Kulawi ethnic. Not all Kulawi ethnic people have skill to dance. It is because there is an assumption that Raigo is only for Totuangata or old people, since the knowledge and skill of this dance are only limited to old generation, so that the number of Raigo dancers is fewer. Kulawi people in Central Sulawesi know some Raigo dance. This dance is always performed in every level of Kulawi people's life. One of them is Raigo Mapai. Raigo means dance and Mapai means rice. So Raigo Mapai, or also known Raigo Funja, is a dance which is held after harvest. Its rhythm is full of spirit, desire, and also belief on the Creator. Its lyric, which contains of oral advice, accompanies the dance. Besides, there is also Raigo Potinowo dance, which is held when ceremony to pay dowry by the groom. Then Raigo Pobalai is held when wedding ceremony, and Raigo Puncumania is held on circumcision ceremony. Listeners, there is Raigo Bobongka Ombo, which is held on the 7th day of Nobleman's Death. Raigo Popowata is held when waiting for corpse. Raigo Mainu is held on a bathing ceremony for hero who will depart war. Raigo Popatunahoa is held when building a new house. And Raigo Pangkasuwea is held to welcome guests. Song to accompany Raigo dance is usually sung in tempo of con brio, dels, de marcia, forte, or presto, which is suitable with heroic and patriotic theme. In the beginning, the song is sung by solo singer and then followed by men's voice led by Tapang Muli Raigo. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Raigo Dance. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Gerhana Matahari Total, which in English means Total Solar Eclipse. So stay tuned. Listener, as usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Gerhana matahari total. Gerhana matahari total, which means total solar eclipse. Dengar. Dengar, which means to hear. Cuti. Cuti, which means leave. Pergi. Pergi, which means to go. Kemana. Kemana, which means where. Menyaksikan or melihat. Menyaksikan or melihat, which means to see. Di sana, di sana, which means over there. Terjadi, terjadi, which means occur or happen. Tanggal 9, tanggal 9, which means on the 9th of. Bulan Maret, which means March. Peristiwa, peristiwa, which means event. Langka, langka, which means rare. 33 tahun, 33 tahun, which means 33 years. Sekali, sekali, which means once. 12 provinsi, 12 provinsi, which means 12 provinces. Jangan lupa, jangan lupa, which means do not forget. Membawa, membawa, which means to bring. Kacamata, kacamata, which means glasses. Khusus, khusus, which means special. Beruntung, beruntung, which means lucky. Now, listener, we give you an example of conversation entitled Gerhana Matahari Total, or in English means Total Solar Eclipse. The conversation is between A. Nita and B. Ani in the office. A. Nita, saya dengar kamu mau cuti. Saya dengar kamu mau cuti, which means I heard you will take a leave. Kamu mau pergi kemana? Kamu mau pergi kemana? Which means, where do you want to go? B. Ani, saya mau pergi ke Palembang. Saya mau pergi ke Palembang, which means, I want to go to Palembang. Saya mau menyaksikan gerhana matahari total di sana. Saya mau menyaksikan gerhana matahari total di sana, which means, I want to see the total solar eclipse there. Gerhana matahari total akan terjadi pada tanggal 9 Maret. Gerhana matahari total akan terjadi pada tanggal 9 Maret, which means the total solar eclipse will occur on March 9th. Ini adalah peristiwa yang langka. Ini adalah peristiwa yang langka, which means this is a rare event. Hanya terjadi kira-kira 33 tahun sekali. Hanya terjadi kira-kira 33 tahun sekali, which means this only happens once 33 years. Gerhana matahari total bisa disaksikan di 12 provinsi di Indonesia. Gerhana matahari total bisa disaksikan di 12 provinsi di Indonesia, which means the total solar eclipse can be seen in 12 provinces in Indonesia. A. Nita, jangan lupa membawa kacamata khusus. Jangan lupa membawa kacamata khusus, which means do not forget to bring a special glasses. Kamu beruntung bisa melihat gerhana matahari total secara langsung. Kamu beruntung bisa melihat gerhana matahari total secara langsung, which means you will be lucky to see the total solar eclipse directly. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, which introduces you Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present Indonesian female keroncong singer. To initiate today's segment of Music Corner, let's listen to a song entitled Cendrawasih by Sutarsi. Happy listening. Thank you. The song tells about the beauty and elegance of Chandrawasih bird. Simmering and colorful feathers captivate all eyes who are looking at the birds. Likewise with the chirp, Chandrawasih birds itself are mostly found in Papua. This song was composed by S. Padimin, who also the leader of Chandrawasih Kroncong Orchestra. The name was similar to the title of one of his songs. S. Padimin could be a person who greatly admired to the beauty and elegance of Chandrawasih bird. Well, listener, we continue to play another song entitled Kalung Mutiara by Mini Satrio. Thank you. Listener, you have just listened to the song Kalung Mutiara that told us about love story that ends with sadness. Kalung Mutiara, or a pearl necklace, is a memorable souvenir that will always be a beautiful memory forever. The song was composed by Indonesian keroncong maestro Gesang. The song was composed in the era of Indonesia struggle. However, the rhythm and the words still sound nicely until today. The Javanese rhythm quite dominated in the song and has been sung very well by Mini Satrio. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to a song entitled Senja by Ika Karsono. Happy listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.